Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Yes, indeed, it is great to be back here.
Here.
That is a word coming from the third number of Psalm.
Well.
And the third verse. Mm-hmm. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
But thou, O Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Are a shield for me.
You're a shield for me.
My glory. And the lifter up of mine head.
My God. And for a few minutes this morning.
Take your time, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Well.
You're the one, Lord.
You're the one.
Yeah.
You're the one, Lord.
Lord.
You're the one,
you're
Lord.
You're the one, Lord. I got you.
This word today is for those who are looking, who are seeking encouragement.
Well.
It's nice when family and friends encourage you.
It is nice.
It's cool when they support you.
Yeah.
When they are down with you.
Uh-huh.
But when you deal with the valley lows of life, Yolanda, it helps to hear it will be all right.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
It helps to hear I got your back.
I got your back.
It helps to hear you're going to make it.
You're going
to
make it, Reverend.
But what happens? What happens when you deal with the valley lows and your family and friends are now your enemies?
Them got low, low.
With friends like these.
Yes.
Who needs enemies?
Yes.
That's where we pick up the story. David is on the run. His son Absalom has turned on him and is trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Even David's friends are telling him there's no help for him.
No help.
Oh, my.
Our highlighted scripture changes the entire mood.
Okay.
But you, O Lord, are a shield for me.
You,
for me,
Lord.
My glory and the one who lifts up my head.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
when
sir.
No one would help David, God was the one who shielded him.
Thank you,
Lord. Has Jesus ever been a fence for anybody?
Yes, sir. Reverend.
Has he been protection along the way?
Well.
David goes on to call God his glory.
Yeah.
When he had nothing else to treasure. God was the one who filled all the voids in David's life.
Filled him up, Reverend.
Lastly, God is the one who lifts up his head.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Brother For Real, people can compliment you.
Yes, they can.
They can buy you stuff.
They will do
they
that.
They can temporarily make you feel good.
Just temporarily,
but
Reverend.
God is the lifter of your head.
You preach it.
And I believe it was my good friend Kirk Franklin.
What did Kirk say?
That said, you are the only one.
You are the only one.
Who makes me feel this way.
This way, Reverend.
You turn my night today.
Today, Reverend.
Lord, I just came to say.
What?
You're the one.
That's it.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Lift him up, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Show me your shield, Reverend.
I know he's all right. Yeah.
He's the one, Reverend.
Lord, you're the one.
Lord, you're the one.
You're
the glory.
The glory,
the lifter of my head.
The lifter of my head.
I like that, Reverend. You preach the word.
Put your head up.
Put your head up.
Yes.
Keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Maybe some rapper says that.
Come on. It's almost one of them.
Yeah, one of them said that. But you got to keep your head up.
God, lift that thing.
Lift that thing. That's a good word, Reverend.
He lifts it.
That's a good word.
Amen.
You preach that word. What a mighty, mighty time we had.
Pray for me.
In the house of the Lord.
Pray for me.
Today.
Pray for me.
Yes.
Somebody pray for me.
You got
me on their mind.
Lord, Reverend. Get ready for reality. Amen.